B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. That's the late, great Robert Palmer, gone too soon.
Right?
Yeah. That Robert's gone, but there's another one.
Right, I'm going to tell you.
That you're celebrating today.
Celebrating this sexy SOB who turns 85 years old. And I have loved him since I was 3 years old. I'm going to tell you who that is.
All right.
This is brought to you by Uno Pizzeria and Grill. First, before I get to that, let's talk about the worst casting in the history of all casting for The Crown.
Okay.
So the next season of The Crown is coming up and they recast everybody.
Yeah.
And the person who is playing Prince Charles, Dominic West.
Yeah, I don't.
I like him.
Brian, some years on him.
You know who he is?
But he's this very rugged.
He was McNulty on The Wire.
He had an affair with Lily James. Remember that thing that happened?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Wow. You know who he is.
You know
who now
he is.
I know
when
who
you
he
see
is.
Him.
He
was,
he's
but anyway,
an older guy.
Yeah, but he's also rugged. Like, Prince Charles is pinchy looking, and this guy looks like he's been in a couple
Does he have
of boxing
big ears?
Matches.
Big ears?
No.
I'll put some big ears
He'll
on.
Put some
He'll
big
put
ears
some big ears on. Right. I saw the picture, and I'm like, I don't know about this. Hey, Vanderpump Rules fans, I know there's so many out there. Stassi Schroeder. From that show, has been in Boston all week, staying at the Ritz. She's been posting all this stuff on her Insta. She's in Cohasset yesterday. So if you bump into a vapid blonde, it's not me.
It's Stassi. Okay. Nice. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Daniel Craig.
You're not vapid at all.
No, I'm
You're
not.
You're full of it.
I'm full of a lot.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig will not give his kids an inheritance. He's worth $160 million. That's what happens when you play James Bond. But he's not going to leave any of his kids any of it because he doesn't believe in generational wealth. I, for one, love generational wealth.
I like it. Sign me up.
I'm perfectly happy with that. I have no problem with it.
I'm not buying what he's selling. No way.
At the end of the day.
You can say that all day long.
Yeah. The kids will get a hold of that will when he's a little off.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah,
Daddy,
here we go.
Daddy.
Okay, you guys. Yeah. This sexy SOB turns 85 today, and he still has his hair, his blonde, tousled hair, and that sort of rugged, Sundance-y look.
Yeah,
it's this guy. You ready?
Are we ready?
Yeah, play it.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be lovely if we weren't cold?
Oh, God.
We'd have survived all this. And everything would be uncomplicated and easy, like it was when we were young.
Katie, it was never uncomplicated.
Oh, God, Robert Redford is 85 years old. And I was 3 years old, and my mother took me to this movie because she had no moral compass. And,
sat
in the theater, and I fell in love with Robert Redford because he's so handsome. He was the Brad Pitt of his time. And
at 3 years old, you fell in love with Robert Redford.
I did. No joke.
That's crazy.
I know.
Did you watch Spy Game? Because they're both in it. Really good.
Wow. Let me tell you, he's so incredible. I'll stop
right,
this because you don't want to listen to
The Natural.
All right, The Natural.
Yeah. I like the movie he was lost at sea recently.
Is Lost.
That is great.
A great movie.
You're like, it can't get any worse.
His favorite
movie
was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
He said that?
Yep.
Oh, that's a good one.
And he was in Barefoot in the Park with Jane Fonda. Mm-hmm. And he also won Best Director for directing Ordinary People and beat, this is crazy, Martin Scorsese for Raging Bull, which Dave Falcone has never forgiven the Oscars for.
Okay.
But good news is he also directed and narrated A River Runs Through It. Don't sleep on that movie.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I'd sleep on Robert Redford.
He's fine.
Tuft of
I don't think you're
blonde chest hair.
You're
like, let's snuggle up to him, give him his meds.
But that doesn't annoy David?
No.
No, he's okay.
I've never been to Utah, wherever the heck he is.
I would quit if I were you. I mean, just now. Okay, because you could find yourself in a sticky wicket.
Oh, really?
We did talk about that.
With Robert Redford, no problem.
Okay. I mentioned sticky wicket is a difficult or embarrassing problem or situation which you're about to put yourself in.
Nothing. No way.
He's your guy, isn't he? You would run away today with
Robert Redford. Yeah, if there's reincarnation, I got to come back as somebody in his life.
Okay. Why wait? Go for it. All right, here's Van Halen, Jump. Hey, coming up at 7:15, you guys want to play Match Wits with Nitwits?
Sure.
I like it. I'll be needing a Nitwit to play with.
Okay.
Any volunteers?
What a sticky wicket that is.
Yes, it is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.